Live with Ryan Reese. This is Live with Ryan Reese. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
We are definitely live tonight. We got the beacon inside the studio going off, and there's some girl running down the hallway. Either there's a fire here or we're live.
That's right. I don't know which one.
Let's just do the show anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, crazy news going on in the world these days, right?
Tons.
It's insane.
You know, just when I think I'm shocked, when I can't be shocked anymore, I get more shocked.
I know.
There was that article one of our friends sent us. It was the first transgender man to have a baby that just came out in the news. So it's a woman that became a man,
right?
But had a baby with a man.
Okay, wait. So wait. So the woman that became a man is with a man. So are they homosexuals?
See, that's the whole thing. It's no, because she is. So the girl, she started off as a woman at birth.
Right.
She's a woman. Then she started taking hormones and, you know, testosterone and all that stuff. Started growing a beard and the whole thing.
Right.
And then she had a baby with another man. So he's not gay, because if he was gay, he would like a man, but she's a transgender man.
I'm getting more confused.
Exactly. So she's a woman by birth.
Uh-huh. Right. But she wants
to
be a man.
She looks like a man now.
She wants to be a man.
But she's a woman because she just had a baby with a man.
Right. So I don't understand that. So why?
So there's a lot of multiples here. So so he could be gay because he likes this man woman now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Transgender. But then she's a man. She wants to be a man. And she likes a man. So that makes her gay. But she's not, because she likes a man and she was a woman.
Right. So if she liked a woman, she'd be gay, because she's really a woman.
So basically what's happening in this world,
it's
again,
insane.
Dude, seriously, I can't even keep up with this stuff anymore. Then they just passed a new thing, right? There was a new law?
Not a new law, but
they just passed this new thing for the homosexual community. And it's called, it's like the LGBT and then the LGBTQ. And they just added another one.
Another letter?
They just added another letter, a couple weeks ago or something like that. Then there was an article that came out in the news yesterday, which headlines, what was that article about the family? The whole family is transgender.
Yes, the entire family. I don't understand that. And
what does it say? And where's their source?
Let me see. Oh, my gosh.
Let's look at the other source, too, so listeners can actually look it up.
Okay, so this one's from the Daily Mail about the transgender family.
Transgender family.
Modern family. Mom, dad, 11-year-old son, and daughter, 13, all identify as transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And
what else?
Let's see. Biological parents of two transgender children was assigned female gender at birth and is a transgender man. So basically they had these two kids and they decided what they were going to be.
They decided?
Yeah.
The parents?
Yes.
Hmm.
They assigned them.
Transgender?
Yes.
That is crazy.
So it's not like, I mean, these kids, which, I mean,
they didn't pick it.
Yeah, they didn't pick it. They assigned it. And so now this is how they're living.
And where's that article? Tell the resource so people can look it up.
Dailymail.com.
Dailymail.com has this article.
Yeah.
So, and I seen the photo.
Yes.
And the husband is a woman, transgender.
Yes.
And the wife, it looks like a man, transgender.
Yes.
And then they assign the kids to be different.
Yes.
And now they just also passed a new law that says you have to either say your kid's a male or a female, or what was it? What was the next one? Or
general neutral.
General neutral. Did you hear about that one?
No.
Yeah. So now when you have a kid, you could name him general neutral.
You don't have to state what
is that just in California, or is that across the whole United States?
I don't know.
People have lost their minds.
People have lost their minds.
Yeah. And this is the thing of catering to, you know, this kind of nonsense that it confuses so many people. I understand people are hurting, you know, and people are confused with their identity. But amplifying that by instituting new things to cater to them isn't going to help them in the long run. Obviously, we got to pray for this nation. We got to pray for the world. It's not just here in the United States of America, obviously. It's all across the world. And the Bible talks about the confusion that's going to take place in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much unrest in every platform nowadays. We've seen the division in our nation, all around the world, too, mm-hmm. wars that are taking place as well. Horrible catastrophes. We're here in Southern California, and we have been hit with major fires all across Southern California.
Right.
A fireman just lost his life the other day. There's a lot of unrest in multiple areas across this world, and man, we do got to pray.
We definitely got to pray for the nation. It is definitely getting so confusing out there right now. And I just, you know, I was reading these articles over the last couple of days, and it's interesting that you just said that about, you know, the last days, how there is going to be confusion. I was listening mm-hmm. to Chuck today, and he was teaching in Luke chapter 19 or 20, and he was just talking about the end times, you know, how it is going to, people are going to become lovers of themselves, and there's going to be, you know, rumors of wars, and you know, the people are going to go after things in themselves and get their
right.
eyes on follow other gods, and they're going to deny that God is real and just go after creation instead of the creator. And
right.
there's just going to be all this confusion and stuff. And it's just so crazy how it's the enemy. It's the enemy at work. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to get – because I'm asking God, I'm like, what is going on in this whole situation? But mm-hmm. the enemy, Satan, is – trying to attack our youth.
Right.
And if he could get them confused with just like identity with who they're, who they like, guy or girl.
Right.
That's a huge thing.
That's
a huge thing of confusion when the kids are growing up in this world that's already confusing.
Right. Yep.
I mean, I remember when I was younger growing up in this world, and even when you would see stuff that was like X-rated or you know, triple X, you accidentally come across it, you look at it and you don't really understand what's going on in there. But now we live in this generation and this time with technology that everything's at our fingertips, and this generation is getting exposed to so much stuff. It's very confusing, especially
right.
when you're developing and you're, you know, when you're developing, you're putting your own judgment on what sexuality is and what sex is and all that stuff at a young age. When you're developing it naturally,
yep.
even through like God's lens or through the Word of God. But then now you're growing up in school and you're in, you know, first grade, second grade. Your brother was in, the daughter was in what grade? Where they had a book. They were pushing homosexuality.
I think it was about a year and a half ago, or two ago. Mm-hmm. So I think it was his son, actually, his oldest son, Braden. And yeah, they were the teacher was instituting a book that had a lot of this agenda in it. My brother had the
what grade was
up.
This?
Kindergarten. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's like mm-hmm. it's starting so young. When I mean, whatever happened just raising these kids as,
right.
as kids,
right?
And you're not pushing these agendas.
You just said it right now, too, because as kids grew up, you know, when they're going through the different junior high,
yeah.
even. I know elementary, they're getting hit already. But, you know, you think about junior high and you're going through like the attraction and of the opposite sex and stuff that's going through your mind, the different changes your body's going through, the insecurities that you're wrestling with. Inside you, and to have this kind of agenda pressing you, it's so easy for people to be, well, I feel this particular way, so maybe I'm this.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the biggest danger is not being comfortable with the way God created you.
Right.
And it's like, well, I don't like the way that I am, or, you know, I want to change myself in this way, that way. And they're changing all this stuff.
Right.
Trying to find happiness or fulfillment.
The thing is that, you know, like you were saying, Sean, it's like they're growing up and all of a sudden it's like there's an alien in their body when their hormones kick in because they mm-hmm. don't know what to do with them. They're so strong. And so, I mean, to me, and I could be wrong, but if, you know, at one point a girl or a boy, whatever, like even thought about the opposite, I mean, same sex, it's like to me, like their hormones are so crazy. But it's like, what do you do with that? Like, you know, it's like, hey, where are the parents letting them know, hey, you know what? Okay, like, I get that, but this is the way it is. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because
right.
it's like, yes, our society is crazy. So are those thoughts going to come to their heads?
Mm-hmm.
I think absolutely. But it's the parents or somebody in their life that needs to set them straight and not be like,
well, that's just wrong. You can't be thinking that way. But say, you know what? Okay, like, this is what our society's pushing. This is why you might have those thoughts or feelings. But it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Let me take you to the Word of God and show you where it's wrong, because this is our guide. This is our path. This is where we get all our information, and this is what we need to follow, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's like Chuck was saying the other day. He was talking about when he told Saul to go in and kill all the Amalekites. And he was saying how, you know, that's the type of the flesh. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, a lot of people have a problem with that passage because he told them to kill the women and children. And people are like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, the Lord would want to do that to these innocent people. He's like, but you cannot keep any portion of your flesh alive. Because people, he was saying that people think, oh, no, there's a good part that I want to keep alive, that I'm going to hold on to. I'm not going to kill my entire flesh or die to my entire flesh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this good part. And he's like, and that's what happens. You think that you can hold on to that good part, but it's sin. No matter what, it's sin. You have to kill your entire flesh. You cannot keep any of it.
Mm-hmm. Your body appetites, 100%. And weren't the Amalekites, those guys were doing like baby sacrifice, they're worshiping Molech and Ashtaroth. Yep. Because people say, oh, well, why'd they go kill those babies or kill all these people? Uh-huh. Well, probably because they were worshiping the god of Molech and Ashtaroth. They were burning their babies alive.
Right.
And they were having all kinds of crazy sexual practices and doing all kinds of vile things. So that is the reason why God wanted to eliminate them, so that God's people wouldn't join with them and get caught up in all this crazy stuff.
Right.
And that's exactly a good illustration, like you said, of the flesh, is the flesh does all this vile stuff in our life. Mm-hmm. This is why we have to destroy every part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that whole philosophy that the world is buying into you leads you into bondage just like mm-hmm. anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be what you think it's going to be. You're going to have to now change something else. It's just like when people do all these different surgeries and everything, changing themselves in so many ways, but then before you know it, it becomes their slave. They're slave to it.
Right.
And they're not free. They don't have joy. They don't have peace. You were saying a minute ago, like, a true relationship with the Lord comes by denial of self and acknowledging, like, dude, I do have issues. Mm-hmm. I do have problems. I need the Lord to reveal himself to me. And that's where the journey of a relationship with the Lord begins.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just trying to put a smorgasbord. Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this, live this kind of lifestyle, and then I'm going to be good. It doesn't work that way.
No.
Nope, not at all. Let me give the number out. It's 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. You're listening live with Ryan Reese. We do have Sean McKeon and Melinda Reese in studio, and we're just opening up the phone call or the phone for you guys to call. Maybe you have a question, a little faith story, you know, faith question. Maybe you're going through some stuff in your life right now, some issues, some trials, and you need someone to talk to. We're here all night. Well, not all night, but we're here for the next hour.
Let me get it out of you.
888-564-6173. I will give Melinda's number out, her cell phone. She'll be around
all night. You can call me.
Can you believe we're coming to the end of a year, 2017?
No.
A couple of weeks away.
I cannot wait.
It's been 17? A rough year.
Oh, dude.
You didn't like
I've heard
17?
A lot of people say that lately.
Hated.
17's been Hated a rough it? Year Hated for a lot it. Of people.
Really? Huh?
I've heard a lot of people saying that lately. 2017's been a rough year for a lot of people. So, but yeah.
I don't know.
It's been
good and bunk at the same time.
But I think that's the way it's going to go from now on.
Yeah.
Because the times are getting so bad that we're just going to see it get worse, and we're going to go through more because Satan's mad and he sees his time is at an end. So he's going to come after us even harder and attack us, you know, way more than, you know, before, because he wants to make sure that he gets everybody he can in hell.
I was talking about this last night. Mm-hmm. In the last probably 4 months, I have seen people dealing with some of the most gnarliest spiritual warfare as far as those that I know in ministry. People that I know that are right on, and still right on, but of going through trials, going through testings, whether it's through the relationships, whether it's through the workplace or financially or physically.
Right.
I've seen a lot of people get tested. The Bible even says that in the last day, will the Son of Man find faith, mm-hmm. you know? there's a battle of people losing heart. Sometimes you can lose heart when you start going through a lot of trials and testings. Like, you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. You don't see things getting better. You mm-hmm. only, you see things getting worse.
Right.
And it's very easy. So I've been able to minister to a lot of people in this tail end of the year. And that's what I was saying. They were saying, man, 2017, oh, I can't wait till it's over.
Right.
Looking for a brand new start. But you know what? It's even if you're out there and you're one of those people, you got to understand too. You know, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For David, he recognized, even though he was going through a tough time, a dark time, it was just a shadow. Just like when you were a kid, you're walking down a hallway, you see a big old shadow, mm-hmm. you get intimidated, but it's really just your own shadow or something that isn't really intimidating.
Right.
You got to realize that God is real. God has a plan for your life. He will direct your steps, even in these times of testing and trial. And as we said, there's maybe some tough things in 2017, but there are also some great things. Ryan's been talking a lot over the last couple of months about what God's done on all the high school campuses here in Southern California. He went to Seattle, went to San Diego, went to Albuquerque, went multiple places.
Mexico.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago, Mexico mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So God's opened up a huge door in the high schools, and the Kill the Noise Tour, they're still booking. We'll be booking into 2018 as well. You can go to the info@thewhosoevers.com. A lot of cool things taking place with the Kill the Noise Tours, right, Ray?
Yeah, we got like, I don't know, I think we've done like 15 schools so far. I think we have another 40 schools already booked right now from starting. I think a total, I think it's around a total of like 54 to 56 schools total for this year so far,
wow.
Which last year we did 15. So we've quadrupled. So, you know, God is doing amazing things. God's doing amazing things in the high schools and everywhere we go, kids are getting saved like crazy. And I believe too, like, When you are serving God, you know, this is for the believers that are listening. When you are serving God, you know, we go through trials and tribulations and storms and situations in our life because it produces Christian character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, personally, you know, I've been going through a lot of stuff this last year. There have been a lot of high moments because you're seeing all these people get saved.
Right.
But then there's been other stuff that's been going on in my life as well. And I just know, I just go like, why God, mm-hmm. why am I going through certain things? But I know at the end of the day that, you know, you're getting that character.
Right.
He's producing that character. And if you don't go through things in your life, then you don't get that character.
Yeah.
You know
right.
how it is.
Yeah.
And then what's awesome too, what's so amazing is you get to share with other people that are going through things.
Same stuff,
same there's
stuff.
Not been one thing in my life that I went through that I wasn't able to share in my weakness with someone else's weakness,
right?
That they've been through. You know, that's mm-hmm. just the way. That's just the way it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So even though when we're like, man, why? I'm just like, all right, God, like, what are you trying to teach me? Show me the way. And so there is always good things happening, and then there's always the enemy and different things, and that's just the life that we're here on this earth, and that's why it's crucial that we focus on what we're here for, what God wants to do in our lives, how we can be family men, how we can be husbands, how we can be fathers, how we can be, you know, wives, mothers, you know, how we can raise our kids, how we can be in the workplace, how we can reach out to our neighbors. I mean, just that's why we're here on this earth. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ is coming. I mean, I like I said, I was going through this Chuck Smith CD today, and he was just talking about the rapture is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture will come soon. You know, I don't know when, but any day now. And these are the signs of the times. This is why it's important that we are in tune to what God's doing and we reach as many people as possible. When you look around, I mean, we were talking about that earlier at the beginning of the show, the whole transgender thing. Like, there's so much stuff happening right now, even just with like musicians and everything through social media. The stuff that people are seeing, you know, in that little feed, that one Explorer feed. And
yeah.
I mean, dude, you could just flip through there and you're like, dude, the content that's out is just,
yep,
and this
insane.
Is what everyone's watching. This is becoming
right.
the norm. People are becoming calloused
exactly.
to gnarliness,
yep.
right?
You know?
And people on the other end are using that stuff to their advantage too. Like, media is so attractive in so many ways. So there's people on the other side that's trying to pull you, and the enemy's using people too to try to pull you, to allure you to different sites, to different images, and mm-hmm. open up this whole box of, you know, your imagination.
Right.
So your imagination can run wild. And then before you know it, it captures you and engulfs you and destroys relationships, marriages. Mm-hmm. We talk about this issue with transgender, and we see all of the stuff of the confusion. Now, I truly believe a lot of it has to do with the breakdown of the home.
Right.
You know, because of over 50% marriages in the divorce, in the church, outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are growing up with broken homes, with families or dads that have left or moms that have left. We dealt with them all. And by that, there's so many challenges. You know, obviously there's amazing stories where God still does a work through the lives and the kids grew up fine. But there's others that are so affected in so many ways that they don't have respect for that family mm-hmm. unit any longer. Or they don't even know what it looks like. You
right.
know, doesn't really know what a dad's role is supposed to be. Or
right.
you have a child and you didn't really have a dad. So things become very confusing for a lot of people.
And, you know, I come from a divorced family mm-hmm. and – you know, I mean, my parents, like, out of a bad situation, they made the best of the situation in the sense that I never, like, I was parented and disciplined by them together. Whenever there was an issue, they came together and they decided how they were going to, you know, discipline me or my brother. And we spend every holiday together.
That's rare, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Very
yeah.
rare. Yeah. Every birthday together. I mean, like, they're friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And their new wife and new husband, they're friends. So the four of them at one point can go out to dinner, just the four of them.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that the kids are involved in any way, shape, or form. And so to me, it's like, you know, if you're in that situation and you are divorced, I mean, that's what you want to strive for.
Yeah.
You want to strive to make a, you know, there. This is a worse situation, but to make it the best you can. And that mm-hmm. is come together. And the only way that that could happen is obviously is that if you are, you know, truly seeking the Lord and not thinking about yourself, because, you know, you got a divorce for a reason. And that reason obviously was self, because what does the Bible say about divorce? He hates divorce. You know, I mean, yes, there are reasons, but infidelity
right.
and all that kind
right.
of stuff. I'm not saying that all divorce is wrong, but
right.
you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it's like, it's because you were unhappy.
Correct.
And are you happy 110% of the time in your marriage? I mean, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. You go through hard times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And
yeah.
you have to just endure it, and you have to, you know, move past it and work it out, because the grass isn't greener.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Okay, so you're going to divorce this person. You might not have the same problems with the next person, but you're going to have problems.
Right.
Yeah.
So work out the problems you have with the first person, because it just gets worse. And when you have kids, they don't have a choice. You're making the choice for them to have to go and deal with this. And when they have to deal with this, that's when all this stuff comes in. Depression, being alone more than they are with you, not having a dad in the home or not having a mom in the home. And that's not God's design. That's not how he planned it at all.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, what you brought up right now, I think, is very important, very heavy, because that is what it is. The self aspect is what can get us in so much trouble in a lot of ways. We'll make stupid decisions. And that's what the world caters to.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like this, change it.
Right.
If you're not happy, change it.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's not that sacrifice.
Right.
And like that willingness to learn, to grow. In marriage, for sure, you have to die to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sacrifice your time. You have to sacrifice different things in your life. There's no possible way for it to work.
It's crazy that it's a crazy time we live in, too, because a lot of guys don't even want to get married.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're like, no way, because mm-hmm. everyone's getting divorced.
Right.
Like, no one, I mean, I could name a handful of people that are like, I'm not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's like basically what's going on in the society. There's just all this, get married, get divorced. It's just
right.
like you go through wives, like you go through cars, you know?
Exactly.
It's, so everyone's like scared and shook and not trying to get into a commitment.
Right.
You know, and
they would just rather live together.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no commitment. And so then, you know, if it doesn't work out, what does it really matter?
You know?
Yeah, and that's not the solution.
No.
I mean, you're basically married. You're basically married, you know?
And for that poor girl that thinks that this guy is going to somehow someday propose.
Mm. Well, she's giving him no reason to.
No, because he's getting the milk for free, right. Basically. So why is he going to, you know, put a ring on it when he gets it for free?
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to do it. There's no reason for him to commit.
And you wouldn't even believe how many people are in those situations.
Oh, tens.
Dude, it's crazy. And then they'll even have the kids, and then they'll still not get married,
right.
The whole thing. And you're just like, dude, make an honest woman out of that girl,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, for
sure. Get married. And then you grow up, and then the kid's like in this situation where, well, no, we live together, but my parents aren't married,
mm-hmm.
and we both have different last names and the whole thing.
It's
turns into a whole nother situation.
Exactly.
That's when the kid starts growing up with these little issues,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
That's why God designed it. Man, woman, get married,
yep.
have kids,
right?
Same last name. Come as one. I mean, no marriage is perfect, obviously, you know, but you just got to go for it, you know? You got to keep just communicating and working it out. And it doesn't work out overnight sometimes.
Right.
No.
You know, you just got to keep working through it.
Exactly.
Because, you know? Like, you know, there's so many people that think that, oh, my marriage stinks and this and that, and I can't, you know, I'm going to just get a divorce or whatever.
Right.
But that's, it's...
No, it's not the case. It's not the solution.
It's not.
And
the enemy will come in, and he will put those thoughts in your mind.
Right.
Divorce.
Oh, you're like, it'll be easier.
It's way better.
It'll be easier.
Everyone will be happier.
Yeah. Or he makes, you know, man or woman look at somebody else's marriage and be like, look at their marriage. Look how well they, how good their marriage is.
Did you see them on Instagram? Right. They're so happy.
I know. Why am I not that happy? I should be that happy. And so why am I not that happy? And then all of a sudden he's messing with your mind. Well, he comes home and he helps with the kids, or he comes home and he does stuff around the house. Look at him. I mean, it's...
Look at him. He has the robe and all. Look
exactly.
at those pancakes at 12 at night. This
exactly.
guy's amazing. Seriously, though.
It is. It's crazy.
Hey, I've been in a fight before with my wife. You know, we're a little arguing fight, and we just posted a photo.
Right.
So that's not real.
Right.
Looks good.
So if you've seen something on Instagram today, and you're comparing it to your marriage to someone else's, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not perfect.
Hey, you're listening to Live with Ryan Reese. We have Sean McKeon and Melinda Reese in studio, and we're going to be back in a few minutes. The number is 888-564-6173. Maybe you got some questions about marriage. Maybe you're going through a tough time. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, and we will get back to you definitely after the break in a few minutes. And remember this. We are going to public high schools. We are touring like crazy with the Whosoever's Killed the Noise Tour. God's opening up doors. We, like I said, we have, I think, 54 to 56 schools booked right now, as of now, till the end of the year. I would like to add another 30 schools or more. That would be sick.
Yeah.
We are like, man, if we could just double this year, that would be sick. If we could do 30. Right now, we're at 54 to 56. Imagine if we got up to like 70, 80, or 90.
That would be amazing.
That would be phenomenal. So, yeah. If you have a school you want us to get in to, email us or go to whosoevers.com, contact us, and we will literally set up a free date for us to come to your school, give the kids pizza, product, give them the gospel, and then give them Bibles and get them plugged into the Christian club. And the Christian club literally disciples them and gets them plugged into the local church in the area. So it's a great setup. It's happening, and we've been doing this for about 2.5 years now, and many kids are getting saved. It's just amazing. We've been all over, from like Seattle to Mexico to Toronto to where else? I don't know.
Albuquerque.
Yeah. Everywhere. We're all over the place. We want to come to your city, though, for sure. So here's the number one more time before we go to break. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. Did I say that right?
Yep, 6173.
Okay.
Also, guys, go to whosoevers.com where you can purchase product. Also, you can give to the Whosoever the Cause. It gives the ability to be able to do all of these high school tours, other adventures as well. You believe in the vision. I would encourage you to sign up for a monthly giving program. As little as 10 bucks a month, you can make an impact greatly. Love you guys. We'll be back in 2 minutes at the other side of this break.
More More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Is everything all right?
Sure. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag LiveRyanReese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Loud noises!
Yes, we are back. Good to be with you guys. Just right before the break, we were just talking about a divorce, and divorce is not the solution. Nope. Life gets wild, life gets tough, but the old saying, grass is never greener on the other side.
Mm-mm.
And God, obviously, is against divorce, and there is, you know, there is situations though where if you're getting beat or, you know,
right.
you're getting cheated on, that whole thing. Well, God hates that too, you know, because you've heard people say they're like cheating on their wife.
Yeah.
God hates divorce.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, are you serious right now? God hates what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah,
doesn't want you doing that, man. So, anyway. Well, we have some phone calls, so we're going to go ahead and start taking some of these. Let me give the number out one more time. It's 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. We'd love to hear from you guys tonight. So I'm not going to even pronounce this name, number one.
You are not?
You go ahead and call it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Maricela.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? You're live with Ryan Reese. I'm Sean McKeon, Melinda, and Ryan right here.
How you doing? What's your question tonight?
Are you there?
Hello?
Oh,
she dropped.
Oh, she dropped.
Oh.
But, you know, her comment was there, and her comment was, thanks so much for bringing up this subject. She was battling with a lot of division in the family. She made reference to Luke chapter 12. About Christ saying that, do not think I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but division. For one will be divided against a mother and brother-in-law. What does that mean? You know, some people would stumble over that and be like, what does that mean? I'm supposed to hate my family?
Right.
Like, that's a good thing? Like, no, that's not what he's saying. When Jesus is talking about that, he's talking about the individual call of a relationship with God. Like, when you accept Christ, it's a personal thing. And your relationship with God, sometimes if your family's not walking with God, it can bring, like, this division. Or it can bring a disconnect between the two.
Exactly.
And a relationship with the Lord can't do that. And that's what he's talking about.
Right.
The main thrust of it is that your relationship with the Lord must be number one. That's what it comes down to. But it looks like she'd been going through a lot of stuff. On the first side of the break, we were talking about divorce.
Right.
Talking about a lot of things that people have been going through in life. So it was encouragement to her. So thanks, Maricela, for tuning in.
Well, isn't that the key, like, to a relationship when you have your wife, when you're going through situations, and you're both right? you just go to the Word of God, and then that kind of, all right, let's just go to God's Word. Let's just see what it says, and then that's the final solution.
Exactly.
It's just the continuing of humbling yourself and asking for forgiveness. And I'm sorry.
Oh, but that's hard. It's hard sometimes.
I'm not saying I have it all figured out. I'm just saying that once you could suck up your pride and get your head together, that's what you do.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Right. The crazy thing is, you know, it's hard. It's hard when
it's easier sometimes, though, huh?
When you're right. It's hard when you're right to say, I'm sorry. When you know you're right and they're not getting it or seeing it, and then having to say you're sorry, at least this is the way I think. So I don't know if everybody thinks like me.
I'm never right.
You know, because then it's like you feel like you're giving in and being like, you were right, I was wrong. But who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? In the big scheme of things, who cares? Do you have to be right? No. The Lord doesn't care. What did he do, like, for us? He went to the cross. Was he wrong? No, he was righteous. So why would we expect not to have to take it, you know, on the chin sometimes, you know?
Yep. No, for sure. And we're talking about that in marriage. You have to be able to give. You have to be able to yield in some ways, you know, because, you know, back in the day, I don't know how you were, like, in relationships. You get in a fight argument, you know, somebody's peeling down the street, like, you know,
or jumping out of doors, the car.
Just getting flexed, just angry,
yeah,
calling every name in the book, trying to demean them and beat them down in a lot of ways verbally. But you can't really – you can't justify that in the Lord now. You know, you might find yourself where you start going down that path, but it's not nothing the Lord's going to be pleased with. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, you have to have time where God can speak to you. We'd be like, okay, like, or you said, I really feel I'm right. Exactly. Like, I really feel like I'm right in my heart.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? Me just forcing that over and over, it's not connecting.
No.
I have to be willing to just take some time to pray. And that's what we do at different times, just pray, just let the, you know, let an hour go by, let 2 hours go by, and then just choose to love. And a lot of times it will start healing the process. And then you could tell the person that they were wrong.
Exactly. I heard Bill Stonebreaker at the Calvary Chapel conference say, this is the key to marriage. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I love you. And then I tried that. That worked like 2 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris was like, that's going to get old. Dang it, Bill. Liar.
Exactly.
Oh, great. I lost my headphone.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. We're going to have to shut down the whole show.
Yeah, exactly. Right, it's over.
Yeah, but Bill, man, that guy's a liar. You know, I'm going to shoot him a text.
That's
right. Bill, that only worked twice.
Yeah.
All right, let's grab a... Let's give the number out one more time. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. Bill Stonebreaker, I love you. I'm just joking. All right, let's go ahead and take DC from Pomona YMCA. What's up, DC? How you doing?
Hey, Ryan. How are you, my brother?
We are doing good. Just posted up tonight. What's up?
I hear it, man. Hey, you guys are spot on tonight, man. I've been listening from the very beginning. I don't care if you guys were here all night. I'd be listening still.
Right on.
Hey, the only thing I can tell our youth out there is what's written in 2 Chronicles, where God says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, then I shall heal their land. And that's a promise from the Almighty.
That is an amazing verse.
That is
100%, dude. That's actually one of the ones that's been resonating with me the last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick, man.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that call, man. Looking forward to seeing what's happening down there at the Pomona YMCA. We don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but cool things are happening, and I'm excited and praying to see what God is going to do in that place in the future.
Hey, I believe he's going to heal the land right in the heart of Pomona right there, and we're going to be a part of it, my brother.
I cannot wait. I'm excited to be a part. Right on, brother. Amen. Love you, DC, man. I'll see you soon.
All right, Ryan. Bye, man.
All right, brother.
Peace. See you later.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Good that is, stuff.
That verse.
Humility. Humility is in everything.
Yeah.
That verse is taken from Solomon, for the Lord speaking to Solomon about the people humbling themselves. Because the nation had gotten to a place where God wasn't at the forefront. Or for it to get to the next level, there had to be humility. There had to be trust. There had to be a relationship with the Lord that is developed. So, you know, as the show has been going through, a lot of stuff we've been talking about, a lot of marriage stuff, a lot of divorce stuff. You know, and the Lord just leads us in the show in different things. Maybe you find yourself going through some of these situations and subjects, we encourage you to call in 888-564-6173. Looks like the phone lines are just, a lot of people are trying to get through, and so continue calling through.
Right on. Well, I would like to take this call right here, but it looks like they're still typing. Everyone's still typing here. Go tell
they're
her
typing,
to,
typing,
tell
typing.
Her number, can you tell her just to open up
number four?
Yeah, just so we can get that going. Take that call. And yeah, we'll just take that call, and it's going to be epic. We'll see how it goes. Yes.
The thing is that we have to realize is that God allows everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember reading the book of Job, what did Satan do? He went to the Lord and was like, okay, I'm going to go after your servant Job. And the Lord was like, yeah, you can do anything, but don't touch his life. So whatever we go through, we can handle because the Lord knows, and the Lord's allowing it. Like you said in the beginning of the show, for our character.
Yes.
To build us up.
100%. Yeah. No, it's true. It stinks, but yeah, it's true. All right. I don't make the rules. I just abide by
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take this call from Paris. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight? We wanted to take your call. I mean, we saw you were on hold, but we wanted to take your call. So what's going on tonight? What's your question?
Question is, if a couple... a married couple, they're both believers, and the husband's got a strong addiction to pornography. mm-hmm. and has battled it for years and goes to groups and tries to overcome it, but is successful for a period of time and then basically falls back into it. And then the wife finds out. He never discloses it. He just gets caught, and then they're back on that vicious cycle again. At what point does the wife say, okay, enough's enough. I can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to figure out what you're going to do to overcome this. And because of the deception, you know, struggling with the wife, just struggling with the deception of the husband continually being deceiving and not being honest and saying, I'm struggling, I'm looking at porn, or, you know, all that goes with that.
Yeah, Sean, how, when you guys have done marriage counseling, because I know you've done tons of marriage counseling, how does that exactly work when we know, if, because I used to watch pornography, when you're watching porn, mm-hmm. you're basically cheating on your wife or yep. who, yeah, you're mm-hmm. cheating on your wife because you are literally sleeping with whoever's on that screen.
Right.
So, and if Jesus says, if you even look at a girl
with lust, you've committed adultery. Right.
So when's enough, is enough if they keep going back? And by the way, pornography is very rampant in not only in the church or not only in the world, but in the church as well. It's a big issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, going with what Ryan's saying, as Jesus says, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've already committed adultery. He says that adultery actually starts in the heart, you know, and so all those that try to justify pornography that it mm-hmm. isn't as cheating, Jesus put the eyes and the imagination as being a place where it all starts. All sin starts in the heart and in the mind, and then you pursue it. Then when Jesus is talking about divorce in Matthew 19, he's questioned about, can a man divorce his wife for just any reason? Mm-hmm. And then Jesus would go on to say, you guys have made up all these laws and you've made loopholes, I'm paraphrasing, so you can divorce for however you choose. But I say, if a man divorces his wife for any reason other than sexual immorality, he is committing adultery. So Jesus gave one way of divorce being justified, and that is in sexual immorality and adultery. Now, when it comes to what the Bible speaks about of the forgiveness of God, and I believe that's the highest way, is as Christ has forgiven us, so we must also do. And we see that all through the New Testament, the power of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I can tell you time after time of family situations that I have seen that have been caught in adultery, that have battled with pornography. And when the parties are trusting in the Lord and there is submission on both ends, healing takes place and completely restored. Now, when it comes to this situation, when is enough enough? Or when is she at a place and justified to make this decision? I will say simple as this, when God says to her and speaks to her that it's that time. You will know as you pray and you wait upon God, what next step is it going to be? Because a lot of times if she's speaking about divorce, but she doesn't have peace, you can't divorce. If she doesn't have peace mm-hmm. in the Lord, there might be justification in multiple areas. But, you know, you have children involved. You have to understand that you need to be right with this. This isn't a decision to just be made haphazardly.
Right.
And it gets very hard, as you were saying, when you don't see no change. You see it's like a yo-yo effect. Mm-hmm. You don't see this guy listening. So, and I'm sure if it's happened this many times, they've probably gone through multiple phases where it's like there's been separation for a time. Maybe one of them has moved out at a particular time. And if they've gone through those kind of phases and nothing is giving in, then you move into this next place. You always have to give the Lord the place to be able to heal and to restore. It is a tough situation. I would definitely hope that they have maybe met with a pastor, met with somebody that they would be open to talk to, as they are both Christians. This guy is battling with it. But if he has a foundation of the Lord, hopefully there's a way to heal and to restore. But it is a very tough situation. I believe pornography is something that Satan is using as a tactic to destroy so many people's lives. So I hope that helps a little bit. But it's a definitely situation. This family that's in Paris, California, if they ever need any follow-up, I'd be totally open to talk to them anytime. So you just let us know.
Pornography, if he really wants to quit, he's going to have to make some serious guidelines in his life. I mean, number one, he needs to be in church, in prayer. He needs to be filled with the Holy Ghost, number one. And number two, he's going to need to set up some guidelines. I came out of pornography. Sean did too. And it's gnarly to come out of it because your body app, I mean, it feels good. Let's just say that, right? Mm-hmm. And to stop that, there's no hangover. There's no, you know, if you do drugs and you drink, you're going to feel the garbage sooner or later that night or whatever, or the next morning. Pornography is this whole separate thing. And I can't go into all the statistics mm-hmm. and everything right now. But for a Christian to stop pornography, I tell people, guys come up to me and go, Ryan, you quit. How'd you do it? I said, I decided I was going to follow Jesus, and then I decided I wasn't going to go to the internet channels or links mm-hmm. where the pornography was. And they go, how'd you do it? I said, well, I go, do you really want to stop? They said, yes. I said, get the internet off your phone.
Right.
Get the internet off my phone. They look at me, and I'm like, yeah, do you want to stop or not?
Right.
It's like, do you really want to stop? That's basically what it comes down to. If he truly wants to stop, he will get rid of the internet at his house and on his phone.
That's right.
And that's a good start. Yep. And then get plugged in. You can't have the internet connected to your fingertips if you're trying to stop pornography.
Remember that call that we had, what was it, 2 weeks ago, a week ago? And he struggled with pornography, and he actually went to there's some type of website that he signed up for that keeps him accountable.
Like an app.
Yeah, like an app. And
Triple X has it. Triple X Church has an app.
And so if he does go on, it alerts his wife right
it's
away.
Accountability, yes.
Yeah, it's accountability, mm-hmm. which, you know, it is an addiction. You need that type of accountability.
You have to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have counselors? Know of counselors that help couples?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor at a church at Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs. We meet with people all the time. And if these guys are believers, they want to talk with somebody, we can definitely do it. It's just up to them if they want to have that step, make that step.
Awesome. He, you know what? He can do it. I mean, there's power. God could do anything mm-hmm. very easily. It just comes down to surrender. And it's just like I've seen it so many times. People, they just try it. They go back to it. They try it once. And then that opens up the Pandora box again to like months. It's like you got to kill the flesh. You got to kill right. those desires. The less you feed the flesh, the less it will live. And the more pornography you open yourself up to, the more lust comes in and the more passion for it.
Right.
You know. So I've talked to men all the time that come off of it and they're free of it. They can do it.
Exactly.
But it comes down to them really wanting to quit and surrender and follow God 100%. So mm-hmm. there is hope. And you could contact us at the church at Calvary Chapel Diamond Bar. If you guys want to come meet with us, we'll meet with you guys. I'm gonna be up at church this Sunday night. If you guys want to come down, I'll meet with them. Or Sean's there, so we're
awesome.
We are available for you guys 100%.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Awesome. Take it easy.
Okay. God bless
you too.
You know, pornography, man, it's huge.
It is. Oh,
yeah. It is huge. You gotta get rid of the internet if you're really trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, you got to make those steps. So there's evidence and. Again, sacrifice, denial of self. You know, we can talk about it. Yeah, I want to change. It's the same thing with mm-hmm. every addiction, drugs, alcohol,
right.
whatever it may be. But if you don't take those steps of trust and faith in the Lord, man, and you should want to have like what you were saying, like an app like that or something that mm-hmm. keeps you transparent in your life, because otherwise the enemy will play with you in the shadows.
Exactly. Look,
let's get down to nitty gritty. If I go and look at certain websites or if I'm looking at certain photos mm-hmm. online, I will be aroused and I will want to watch pornography or something else.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
Exactly.
But because Jesus says the light is the eye to the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Whatever you look at, it goes into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what comes out. It's a
right.
heart issue.
It is.
I got to protect my eyes from what I see. We all do. There's yep. stuff that will come up. On TV or on the, you know, my device or whatever, dude, I gotta like get out of that page quickly. And not even if I'm not even looking for anything.
Right. Yeah.
But what happens? You look and see something is not to sin. But then when you start imagining mm-hmm. and taking it to that next level, that's when it becomes a sin.
Right, yep. Exactly.
And if you don't have those safeguards up, what do you expect is going to happen? Again, Jesus says the eye is a light to the body.
For sure.
And that's what opens the Pandora box.
Yep. And our hearts, deceitfully wicked, the Bible says, exactly. Man, it caught up. It likes to play with sin.
Mm-hmm. We are all the same. We are all the same. We are living in the same world. We have the same temptation as you do. And we're going through the same stuff. And it has to be a relationship and the power of God in our lives. And see, when you have the Holy Spirit in you, when you have that relationship with God, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Yep. If you're looking at something that you're not supposed to be looking at, you'll know. The Holy Spirit will clearly speak to you. But if you call yourself a believer and you're not getting those little stop signs,
yeah.
Well, are you walking with God?
Right.
Because if you're not seeing that stuff, then the Holy Spirit's not working in your life.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
The job of the Holy Spirit is to reveal stuff that is unholy to you to get out of that situation.
Right.
If that's not happening, you're like, oh, you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't speak to me. Well, you need to really get into a real relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's no power in your life, basically.
Yeah.
No.
You know, your dad would always say that the Holy Spirit, like an alarm in your heart at times. Mm-hmm. And you do see that after time. Like you said, like different things. You start, maybe you're at some place, you're around some place, or you see something on television. It's like, oh, that doesn't feel right. Like, I got to change it, or I got to get out of this relationship. And that is how God speaks. And like Ryan was just saying, you can receive it, the conviction, or you can reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives us the ability to reject that conviction so we can so we have that choice. But if you reject that conviction, you could get yourself in a lot of issues.
Right. No,
right?
It's true, let me give you
an illustration. So you're driving down the street and you're going through there's a four-way stop. Well,
right.
You have the choice to stop or to run the stop sign. Just like the Holy Spirit, those stop signs come up, and if you run that stop sign, there could be an accident on the other side.
Exactly.
And that's what the Holy Spirit does, is he puts those stop signs up
right
in your life. And what happens is,
what are you going to do? Stop?
Keep running them.
Yeah.
You keep running them, it's going to go down.
Exactly.
And that's what happens with people.
Mm-hmm.
You keep running those stop signs of the Holy Spirit, and then you end up in this situation where you're watching pornography. Your wife's about to peace out on you, and you're going, now what?
Exactly.
Well, dude, the Holy Spirit's been speaking to you the whole way. You didn't just end up here on one wrong turn. There's been, and this is what happens with me, this is what happens with Sean, and Melinda, this is what happens
exactly.
with us. Exactly. You know, it's very, very simple.
The more you ignore it, the easier it gets to do what you want.
I remember Chick Smith said this too. Mm-hmm. People always say that terminology, oh, he fell in sin, or he fall in sin. He's like, you don't fall in sin. You walk to sin.
Right. It's not like a hole. It's not like a hole like you actually step into.
You walk into it. All those signs are there. There are multiple things.
Right.
God's speaking to you, but you're just like, just walking through.
You don't fall.
You don't fall. You just walk.
How did I end up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy that people like actually like think that. Like, how did this all happen? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's like, really? Like,
I know when I'm doing something that should not be doing.
Right.
The Holy Spirit's speaking to me.
We all know.
Yes,
I mean,
all know.
You know.
We all know.
We can pretend like we don't, but we do.
But thank God for the grace and the mercy.
Right.
That's why what's so awesome is that as the Holy Spirit speaks to us and we, you know, we maybe mess up here and there, whatever it is, God forgives us. There's grace and there's mercy, and God will continue to forgive us and use us. And but what happens is you sin less the more you become into a relationship with God. It's not like a free grace card, like, yeah, just keep sinning, God
right.
forgives me. No, the more you fall in love with God and the more of a relationship you have with him, the less you sin. You don't even want to sin because you have the Holy Spirit inside you.
Right.
You have God's Holy Spirit inside of you. So when you have the Holy Spirit inside you, you don't want to do stuff that's unholy.
Exactly.
You don't want to sin.
Right.
Your body appetites will come out here and there, but because you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you, you don't make a habit of sinning.
Right.
See, because there's a lot of people just use that grace card, like, oh, I'm just forgiven.
Right.
Well, do you have the Holy Spirit in you?
Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't have to really worry about that so much if you have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're talking throughout the show, understand there are, like I was saying a couple minutes ago, people are going through a lot of tough times.
Mm-hmm.
There is spiritual warfare. In the last days, there's going to be a lot of testings that we're facing. But God is able to overcome any of your struggles, any of your trials in your life. but you have to be connected.
Right.
You have to be willing to yield to the Holy Spirit in your life. You have to be able to die to yourself so that God can reign in your life. Don't let sin reign over your life. Don't let sin be the king of your life. Let God be the king of your life. Let him direct your steps. He doesn't make mistakes. We have the ability to do great things for the Lord, to serve him with all of our hearts, all of our lives. But we also have the same ability to do our things in the flesh. But it's all about who are you going to listen to, the Lord or your flesh, the enemy, the world.
Right.
We all make decisions of who we're going to serve.
And when you listen to your flesh, you get robbed of life.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. God has tons of blessings for you in your life. You just got to follow him 100%. And every day you wake up, just go, God, what do you want to do with my life today? You know, speak to me, use me, do whatever you want to do with my life. And that's where God starts moving and shaking things around. Sick. All right.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yep.
Peace.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of, too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.